The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
The development of effective drugs to combat AIDS has meant that the disease is no longer an immediate mortal threat. So people who are HIV positive are now living much longer. But with that increased longevity comes another set of health and social issues. Issues that will be the focus of a community forum at the Santa Rosa Community Health Center Thursday evening.
This is the first generation of people who are aging with HIV, and there are a lot of complexities involved in the experiences that people are having as they're getting older. So I think it's important that people who are living with the virus know what to prepare for and what to expect as they age, and also for people in the community who are providing care to make sure that they're prepared for this generation of people who are going to need much different kind of care as they get older.
Rachel Gardner, Deputy Executive Director of Food for Thought, the Sonoma County AIDS Food Bank, is an organizer of the forum. Although the HIV-positive population in Sonoma County is becoming more demographically diverse, still, more than half are gay men over 50. And for them, the aging process has been accelerated.
By the time they're in their 50s and 60s, many of them who were infected very early in the epidemic before there were antiretroviral treatments are already living with a pretty virulent virus for 20, 30 or more years. And so the effects of just living with a virus for that long and having the body's immune system trying to fight it. There are now people who have been taking HIV medications since the 90s, so just being on what are pretty toxic medications for that period of time also takes its toll.
For doctors, this creates a potential minefield of problems from drug interactions.
People are on so many different medications. How do they interact with each other? Now you have people who are already on these HIV cocktails, sometimes nutritional supplements as well for different symptoms and side effects that people are living with. And then you're adding the medications for high blood pressure or diabetes or whatever it is.
At the same time, Gardner adds, aging HIV patients must often confront a second round of intense grieving, even as many of them remain deeply closeted about their disease.
HIV is still a very highly stigmatized virus. There are still a lot of people living with HIV for a very long time and newly infected who can't tell their families, who are living with roommates who they can't tell, who don't want their children to know, who are afraid of losing their jobs. So even though we've come a long way, it's still not just like any other virus.
There are currently about 2,000 people living with HIV in Sonoma County, a quarter of them not aware they're infected. New cases continue to be diagnosed frequently, increasingly in young people and heterosexual women. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections Report, making the connections for healthy communities.